بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of the book Riyad al-Salihin, and we have reached hadith number 6, and this class is class number 7. The narration of the hadith goes as follows: وعن أبي إسحاق سعد بن أبي وقاص مالك بن أهيب بن عبد مناف بن زهرة بن كلاب بن مرة بن كعب بن لؤي القرشي الزهري رضي الله عنه أحد العشرة المشهود لهم بالجنة رضي الله عنهم، قال: جاءني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعودني عام حجة الوداع من وجع اشتد بي، فقلت: يا رسول الله، إني قد بلغ بي من الوجع ما ترى، وأنا ذو مال ولا يرثني إلا ابنة لي، أفأتصدق بثلثي مالي؟ قال: لا. قلت: فالشطر يا رسول الله؟ قال: لا. قلت: فالثلث يا رسول الله؟ قال: الثلث، والثلث كثير أو كبير، إنك إن تذر ورثتك أغنياء خير من أن تذرهم عالة يتكففون الناس، وإنك لن تنفق نفقة تبتغي بها وجه الله إلا أجرت عليها، حتى ما تجعل في امرأتك. قال: فقلت: يا رسول الله، أخلف بعض أصحابي؟ قال: إنك لن تخلف فتعمل عملا، إنك لن تخلف فتعمل عملا تبتغي به وجه الله إلا ازددت به درجة ورفعة، ولعلك أن تخلف حتى ينتفع بك أقوام ويضر بك آخرون. اللهم امض لأصحابي هجرتهم ولا تردهم على أعقابهم، لكن البائس سعد بن خولة. يرثي له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن مات بمكة. Agreed upon hadith by Bukhari and Muslim. We go to the beginning, inshallah ta'ala. This hadith is narrated by Abi Ishaq, Abu Ishaq, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, may Allah be pleased with him, and he is one of the 10 who had been given the glad tidings of entry into Al-Jannah, in Paradise. نسأل الله عز وجل أن نكون من أهلها بمنه وفضله. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his favors to make us from the people who enter Paradise. He narrated that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam visited me in my illness, which became severe in the year of Hajjat al-Wada', in the farewell pilgrimage. I said, O Messenger of Allah, you can see the pain. You can see the pain which I am suffering, and I am a man of means, and there is none to inherit from me except one daughter. Should I give 2/3 of my property in charity? He, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said no. I asked, then half? He said no. Then I asked, can I give away 1/3? He said, give away 1/3, and that is still too much. It is better to leave your hires well off than to leave them poor, begging people. You will not expend a thing in charity for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Allah. And this is the point of evidence, since we are talking about the intentions. This whole chapter is about sincerity of intentions. So the Prophet ﷺ said to him, you will not expend a thing in charity for the sake of Allah, but you will be rewarded for it. Even the morsel of food which you feed your wife. I said, O Messenger of Allah, would I survive my companions? He said, if you survive others and accomplish a thing for the sake of Allah, you would gain higher ranking and standing. You will survive them. Your survivor will be beneficial to people, the Muslim, and harmful to others, the enemies of Islam. You will survive others till the people will derive benefit from you, and others will be harmed by you. Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم further added, O Allah, complete for my companions their emigration, and do not cause them to retract. Sa'd bin Khawla was unfortunate. Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم lamented his death as he died in Mecca. This hadith is in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And so we begin with the explanation. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the success to relate this as inshallah ta'ala should be related. In the explanation, the author, rahimahullah, related the hadith of Sa'd bin Abi Waqas, which you have just heard. May Allah be pleased with him. That the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came and visited him in his illness. And this was in Mecca. And Sa'd bin Abi Waqas, we know, was one of the immigrants who migrated and immigrated from Mecca to Medina. So he was one of those who left their homelands for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. And it was from the normal practice of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to visit the ill from his companions, because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is characterized by the best and most noble character, and that he is al-imam al-matbu', the followed imam. May Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be upon him. So he came visiting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came visiting Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas. May Allah be pleased with him. So Sa'd took this opportunity and said, O Messenger of Allah, إِنِّي قَدْ بَلَغَ بِي مِنَ الْوَجَعِ مَا تَرَى. O Messenger of Allah, you can see the pain which I am suffering. So he was under severe type of pain and illness, and he said, and I am a man of means, وَأَنَا ذُو مَالٍ كَثِيرٍ, and there is none, وَلَا يَرِثُنِي إِلَّا ابْنَةٌ لِي, and there is none to inherit from me except one daughter. Meaning there is only one daughter entitled to receive the fard of inheritance, that which is dutiful by Sharia. So he said, أَفَأْتَصَدَّقُوا بِثُلُثَيْ مَالِي, so should I give 2/3 of my property in charity? 2/3, 2 out of 3. قَالَ لَا, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم responded by saying no. قُلْتُ, then Sa'd said, الشطر يا رسول الله, then half of my wealth. The Prophet ﷺ responded by saying لا, no. قلت بالثلث, then I said, then can I give my 1/3, give away 1/3 of the property? قال الثلث والثلث كثير, give away 1/3, But it is still too much. So he is asking about giving this part of his wealth in charity. And the Prophet ﷺ prevented him from doing that, because Sa'd was going a serious state of illness. Illness whereby it is feared that it can cause him death. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ prevented him from giving away in charity more than 1/3. Because the one who is going in such a state of illness whereby it is feared that it can cause death, it is not permissible for him or for her to give away in charity more than 1/3. Why? Because his wealth is bound to the rights of others. His wealth is bound to the rights of others, and others here are the hires, his hires. As to the one who is healthy, suffering no illness, or suffering a mild or benign illness, whereby it is not feared that it can cause him death, then it is permissible for this person to give away in charity as much as he wishes, one third, one half, two thirds, or even his entire wealth. There is no harm upon him. However, لا ينبغي أن يتصدق بماله كله. It is not befitting that he should give away in charity all of his wealth. Unless he may have something whereby he can use and thus relieve himself from any type of dependency upon others. What's important here is that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam therefore prevented him from giving away more than one third of his wealth. More than one third of his wealth. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, الثلث, and it's okay to give the one third, والثلث كثير, but it is still too much. And in this there is evidence of هذا دليل. If it is less than one third, then it is better and more perfect. And that's why Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, لو أن الناس غضوا من الثلث إلى الربع. I mean, had it been that men would have chose to give one third, or a change from giving away one third to one fourth, meaning that would be better. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الثلث والثلث كثير. One third is okay, but it is still too much. And Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, أَرْضَى مَا رَضِيَهُ اللَّهُ لِنَفْسِهِ. I am content by that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is content for himself. Meaning al-khumus. Meaning al-khumus, meaning one-fifth. So he bequeathed one-fifth of his wealth. So he bequeathed one-fifth of his wealth. And the one-fifth is less than the one-third. And through this now we know that the actions of people done in our times whereby they bequeath one-third is not preferred, is not the preferable bequeath to do, although it is permissible. The best is to be less than, or to give away in charity, less than one-third, either one-fourth or one-fifth. And the jurists, may Allah's mercy be upon them, said that it is better to bequeath one-fifth, not more, following the way of Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him. Then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith said, إِنَّكَ إِن تَذَرْ وَرَثَتَكَ أَغْنِيَاءَ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَن تَذَرَهُمْ عَالَةً يَتَكَفَّفُونَ النَّاسِ. Give away one third, and that is still too much. It is better to leave your hires well off than to leave them poor, begging people. So it is better for you to keep the wealth and not giving away and not give it and don't give it away in charity, such that when you die, then your hires will be well off. And this is better than keeping them poor, begging people, leaving nothing for them, asking people with their hands, give us. And from this we know, therefore, there is evidence There is evidence here. If the person leaves wealth for his hires, then this is good for him. Then this is good for him. And the person should not think that leaving wealth behind to be taken by the hires, that by doing so that he has no reward whatsoever. No, this is incorrect. Rather, he is rewarded. Even the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِنَّكَ إِنْ تَذَرْ وَرَثَتَكَ أَغْنِيَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَنْ تَذَرْهُمْ عَالَى. It is better that to leave your hires well off than to leave them poor, begging people. It is better. Because if you leave that wealth for them, they will make use of it. And they will be your relatives. And if you give it away in charity, then the remote ones will benefit. While we know that the sadaqah, giving away in charity to the relatives, is better than giving it to those who are not related. Because the sadaqah, the charity given to the one who is a relative, is a charity in itself, and also it is a sila, keeping ties of kinship. Keeping ties of kinship. So it's twofold. It is a charity, and the person is rewarded for that. And it is a preservation of the ties of kinship. And this is also reward. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّكَ لَنْ تُنْفِقَ نَفَقَةً تَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أُجِرْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا أُجِرْتَ عَلَيْهَا حَتَّى مَا تَجْعَلَهُ فِي امْرَأَتِكَ. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, you will not expend a thing in charity for the sake of Allah, but you will be rewarded for it, even the morsel of food which you feed your wife. Even the morsel of food which you feed your wife. Meaning you're not going to spend anything in charity. Gold, silver, clothes, food, mattresses, you name it. You spend that for the sake of Allah. Except that you will be rewarded for it. The point of evidence from this statement, the point of evidence from this statement is تَبْتَغِي بِهِ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ, for the sake of Allah. You spend it for the sake of Allah. تَقْصُدُ بِهِ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ, meaning here you spend it seeking the face of Allah. We have to correct. Seeking the face of Allah. What does this mean? It means, and this is a very important benefit, when we say seeking the face of Allah, this is a very important benefit here. يعني, it means تقصد به أن تصل إلى الجنة, that you intend to attain by it paradise, حتى ترى وجه الله, so that you see the face of Allah. Allahu Akbar. And this is a very important point of benefit. In fact, we need to correct the translation here. So you will not expend a thing in charity for the face of Allah, intending the face of Allah. And this means you intend by such an action to be admitted to paradise, so that you see the face of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Most Mighty, the Most Majestic. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His mercy to admit us to paradise and to save us from hell and to make us from those who have the great reward of seeing His majestic face subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Ahlul Jannah, جعلني الله وإياكم منهم. Because the people of Jannah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me and you from them, they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will look at him with their own eyes, with their own eyes, as they see the sun, clear one, unhindered by any cloud. And as they see the full moon, as they see the full moon, meaning they will actually see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, حَتَّى مَا تَجْعَلُهُ أَوْ مَا تَجْعَلُهُ فِي امْرَأَتِكَ. Even the that morsel of food which you feed your wife, you will be rewarded for it if you intend by that the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. Although we know that spending of the wife is an obligatory matter, is an obligatory matter. In fact, the wife has the right to tell you, spend or divorce me. Yet even though, if you spend upon your wife or on your wife, intending by that the face of Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah the Most High will reward you. Similarly, if you spend on your children, or on your mother, or on your father, even if you spend on yourself, seeking by that the face of Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah rewards you for that. You are rewarded for that. Then Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas said in the next statement, فقلت يا رسول الله أخلف بعد أصحابي أخلف بعد أصحابي. I said, O Messenger of Allah, would I survive my companions? Would I survive my companions? Meaning, would I survive them and then die in Mecca? So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام explained to him that he said, إِنَّكَ لَن تُخَلَّفَ. If you survive others, لَن تُخَلَّفَ فَتَعْمَلَ عَمَلًا تَبْتَغِي بِهِ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. If you survive others and accomplish a thing for the face of Allah, you would again, or you would gain higher ranking and standing. Meaning, assuming that you will survive others, And you will be unable to leave Mecca, and then you do things and accomplish things seeking by them the face of Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah the Most High will raise you in rank and standing. Raising you in rank in Jannat al-Na'im, in Paradise. Even if you do and accomplish these things in Mecca, knowing you are the one who immigrated from it. Then the Prophet ﷺ said to him, وَلَعَلَّكَ أَن تُخَلَّفَ حَتَّى يَنْتَفِعَ بِكَ أَقْوَامٌ وَيُضَرُّ بِكَ آخَرٌ. The next statement, وَلَعَلَّكَ أَن تُخَلَّفْ. The term تُخَلَّف here is different from the first one. Here it means you will survive in this life, and this is what occurred because he lived for a long time, and to the degree that he, may Allah be pleased with him, as it is mentioned by some of the scholars, left behind him 17 male, meaning boys, and 12 girls, and 12 girls. And in the beginning, he didn't have, except, as you notice from the hadith, except one single daughter. But he survived and lived long, and Allah bestowed upon him children, 17 males and 12 females. We will continue, inshallah, and we'll stop here, and we'll continue the rest of the explanation of this hadith. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.